Well, we know that God has us in this season of advance. It's the word the Lord gave us at the beginning of the year. We've been looking at God's word on how to advance. And we've been specifically looking to the book of Joshua to get the strategies and the wisdom of God in advancing into the things that God has for us. I want us to turn to chapter 14 of the book of Joshua. Chapter 14. We're going to briefly explore the life of Caleb and the inheritance that comes with faithfulness. It's the title of the sermon, Inheritance of Faithfulness. Let's go to verse 6 of chapter 14, dive right into the word. Then the people of Judah came to Joshua at Gilgal. And Caleb said to him, he said, "You know what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, in Kadesh Barnea concerning you and me. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. And I brought him word again as it was in my heart. But my brothers who went up with me made the heart of the people melt. Yet I wholly followed the Lord my God." And what that is saying is that Caleb didn't waver. Caleb was following God. He wasn't a fair weather follower. He was a faithful follower, and he was full of faith. Verse 9. And Moses swore on that day, saying, "Surely the land on which your foot has trodden shall be an inheritance for you and your children forever, because you have wholly followed, faithfully followed the Lord my God. And now behold, the Lord has kept me alive, just as he said, these 45 years since the time that the Lord spoke this word to Moses while Israel walked in the wilderness. And now behold, I am this day 85 years old. I'm still strong today as I was in the day that Moses sent me. My strength now is as my strength was then, for war and for going and for coming. So now give me this hill country of which the Lord spoke on that day. For you heard on that day how the Anakim were there with great fortified cities. It may be that the Lord will be with me, and I shall drive them out just as the Lord said." So Joshua blessed him. He blessed Caleb. And he gave Hebron to Caleb for an inheritance. Therefore, Hebron became the inheritance of Caleb to this day because he wholly followed the Lord, the God of Israel. Two things that I want us to see from this passage of Scripture that I believe is going to launch us into an incredible time of ministering to one another. Two characteristics that jump out at when we look at the life of Caleb: faith and faithfulness. Faith and faithfulness. Number one, faith. We see Caleb's faith highlighted when he was part of that scouting party. And he went out with the others and he's spying out the promised land. And Caleb, filled with faith, filled with the understanding of who God is, filled with confidence in God, comes back to Moses, and he and his buddy Joshua say, "We can take the land. If God is for us, who can be against us? Let's go. We can do this." The others came back and they were afraid. And they scared the nation of Israel. But Caleb was full of faith. Here's a picture of him looking out over that promised land. "It's mine. Let's go. Let's take it." Now, as a result of Caleb's faith, we just read in Joshua 14, Caleb lived while the other people of God died in the wilderness. And also because of faith, Moses granted Caleb an inheritance. Verse 9 again, "And Moses swore on that day, saying, 'Surely the land on which your foot has trodden shall be an inheritance for you and your children forever, because you have wholly followed the Lord my God.'" So what we're seeing there is faith and inheritance go together. They're related. In fact, inheritance is the fruit of faith. In other words, there is an inheritance for those of us who walk in faith. an inheritance from God for those of us who walk in faith. What is our inheritance? I want to look at two things. We have an eternal inheritance and an immediate inheritance when we walk in faith. Our eternal inheritance is salvation in Christ Jesus. It says in 1 Peter 1, verses 3 and 4, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to His great mercy, He has called us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you." We have an eternal inheritance when we walk in faith, when we choose to be people who walk in faith, trusting God, knowing God, confident in Him, moving forward in the things that God's called us to do. There is an eternal inheritance for us. There's also an immediate inheritance for us. The immediate inheritance is the Holy Spirit. It says in Ephesians 1, 13 and 14, "In Him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in Him, you were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee, who is the deposit, who is the immediate portion, the immediate portion of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it, full possession of it, to the praise of His glory." We have an eternal inheritance when we walk in faith, when we walk with God, wholly following Him as Caleb did. We have an immediate inheritance. The Holy Spirit is our tangible representation right here, right now, God with us, filling us right now, our tangible representation of our inheritance. The Holy Spirit isn't just some kind of theory. Sometimes we get that way. We get so stinking full of head knowledge, and the Holy Spirit just becomes the third member of the Godhead. And it's just, and He becomes this, oh, He's this guarantee, this thing that we put in our back pocket so that we can pull Him out as our ticket to heaven someday. And we look at Him as that's what He means by our guarantee. No, He is our deposit, our tangible God alive with us, moving, filling us, pouring out gifts and giving us wisdom and understanding and comfort. And I mean, God with us, deposit, immediate inheritance and portion that we have from God because we're in Christ Jesus. The Holy Spirit, our immediate inheritance. And we can receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit. We can receive the fullness of our immediate inheritance right here, right now. Now. I mean, now. We can have the riches of heaven that the Holy Spirit has for us right now. We can stop living like, you know what, life stinks and it's going to always stink and we're always going to have less than until we get to the sweet by and by. That's a lie, by the way. And too many Christians believe that lie, and I know it because I see them walking in it. Instead of walking in the reality that there is immediate inheritance when you're in Christ Jesus, and He is the Holy Spirit who wants to come all over you, all in you, and just bless you with the kingdom of God, the things of heaven right here and right now. And when we wholly follow God in faith, we can experience Him, our inheritance. Our new life in Christ is now, and our inheritance begins now. I want to read Mark 16 to you, just as an example of some of the inheritance, the immediate inheritance that we have right now. Verse 17, Mark 16. "And these signs," I'm going to use the word, "and this inheritance will accompany those who believe. In My name, they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. We're talking about the immediate inheritance that we have from God in Christ Jesus, who is the Holy Spirit and Him working in us and through us. The very power of God that raised Christ from the dead in us, coming through us, doing miracles, even greater things, as Jesus said. Verse 19, so then the Lord Jesus, after He'd spoken to them, was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they, meaning the people of God, the disciples of Jesus, they went out and they preached everywhere while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the message by accompanying signs. The signs and wonders, the move of God, the immediate inheritance that we have right now as the people of God. And so this inheritance comes through faith. And we see that in the life of Caleb. He received an inheritance because he walked in faith, wholly following God. The second thing that we see, though, tied to an inheritance and that we see in the life of Caleb is faithfulness. He walked in faith and he walked in faithfulness. Like with faith, inheritance is the fruit of faithfulness. Back in verse 14. Of chapter 14. Therefore, Hebron became the inheritance of Caleb to this day. This was when he was 85. Because he wholly followed the Lord, the God of Israel. Faithfulness. What is it? It's being steadfast. This is what the Holman Bible Dictionary says about faithfulness. It's being steadfast, dedicated, dependable, worthy of trust. Talking about your relationship with the Lord here. Faithfulness. Faithful people don't quit. They're not wishy-washy. They don't let other external circumstances and things, you know, pull them away from the calling that they have and the love that they have for the Lord. They remain to the end. A guy by the name of Mike Bickle, who runs the International House of Prayer, has this saying. And I believe that this is a picture of Caleb's life. He says, we're not called to retire. Instead, God's word encourages us to refire. In other words, walk in faithfulness. Don't just kind of like say, well, I'm just going to kind of burn out and I'm old and that's supposed to happen to me because, you know, getting old and I'm supposed to slow down and that's just the way it is. Caleb didn't retire. He was 85 years old. We have anybody who's 85 or older in here? I don't think so. Barbara. You may feel that way this morning, sister, but no. No. He's 85 years old. He's 85 years old and he's going after it. He never retired. I mean, read God's word. It's saying that he's still going to battle. He's still grabbing his weapons and he's fighting against the enemy, physically fighting against the enemy. The man is 85 years old. Even when he's given that hill country, he says, give it to me and I will take up my arms and I'll go forcibly take possession of it. He's 85 years old. He's not retiring. That's not even in his vocabulary. It's not in his mindset. He's like, I'm on this earth to serve the Lord, to bring his kingdom, to do his will, and I'm going to do it, and I'm going to go after it every single day, every single breath the Lord gives me. He didn't create me to retire. And sometimes when we feel that way, we got to get refired with his presence, with his fullness, so that we keep going after what he's called us to. When I'm talking about retire, I'm not talking about from your job that you work or your career that you do to make income to pay the bills. I'm not talking about retiring that in that sense. And I know it's Labor Day and all of that. And by the way, work is good. The Lord gives us work and gives us it as a means to provide and to He uses it as a way to care for us and to give us those things that we need. And our daily bread comes through all of that. Work is not bad. But if you're blessed and someday you retire from your job, whether you're an accountant or whether you're an electrician or whatever it might be that you retire from, that's one thing. But I'm talking about we never retire from being fully, wholly going after followers of Christ, bringing the kingdom of God. We never retire from that. There's never a time when we think, I need to slow down. I need to back off. My time is done. I'm finished. That's not in this book. You can look at what the world says. The world promotes, hey, you know what? You're getting old. You deserve a little you time right now. You know, you need some leisure in your life right now. You've been working hard all these years. Now take it easy. Hand it off to somebody else. That's what the world says. The Bible doesn't say that. God's word says persevere. God's word says finish the race and finish it strong. God's word says remain to the end. I'm looking at Caleb, and Caleb is 85 years old. There are a lot of young bucks, man. There's a lot of little whippersnappers that are in the army of Israel by that time that have a lot of strength and a lot of zeal. Caleb didn't look at those young guys and go, well, I got those young guys now, and I've discipled them. I've shown them how to live for God now, and so I'm just going to chill out, and I'm going to hang out in the tent while they go do battle. Caleb was right there with them, man. He was leading them. He was alongside of them. He still was grabbing the sword and swinging the sword, and they were doing it together. The generations together, going after it together. That's what we're seeing here in God's Word. And because of the faithfulness that Caleb exhibited all of his life, what if he would have given up at age 65? And sat down and said, you know what, I've wholly followed God for 65 years. I've done everything He's asked. Whew, I'm sure He wants me to just sit back and let the younger ones do it. Would he have gotten his inheritance? I don't know, but I do see in God's Word that the Lord is very clearly tying the faithfulness of Caleb and the stick-to-itiveness of Caleb to his inheritance. It's very clear, a very tight relation. I think it's exciting. I don't want to retire. Who wants to sit around and watch other people have all the fun and bringing the kingdom of God, seeing the miracles and, you know, being in those prayer meetings where the presence of God comes and people are getting words and going on the street and laying hands on people and having people come into your shop and whoo, they get just overcome by the presence of God and they're crying before the Lord, repenting. And I mean, who wants to not see that anymore? I want to see more of that. And it's when we wholly follow God and remain faithful to His calling, and every single day we have breath for the glory of God. Every single time we're able to live and move and have our being, it's for the glory of God, to bring His glory. And when we live that way, we will continue to see more and more and more and more of the kingdom of God coming on this earth right here, right now. We'll begin to take hold of more and more of our immediate inheritance. It's an exciting way to live. I don't want to live any other way. God didn't create us to live any other way. God's word calls us to persevere, to finish strong, to remain faithful to the end. And so, talking to the older folks here, I'm one of them. We got to remain full of faith. Be about God's business. Remain faithful in what He's called us to do today. Do the next right thing. I tell my kids that all the time. Just do the next right thing. I don't know what to do. Do the next right thing. Where is God putting you right here, right now? Glorify Him right here, right now. I had the chance to pray for you. A young lady, I was in an imaging place getting a CT scan, and I was sitting there in the lobby, and you got to drink that barium kind of stuff, and I was just trying to hold it down and not lose it. You know what I'm saying? And they try to make it taste good, but it's just not, just doesn't feel right. And I'm sitting there in two seats over, this young lady sits down, and she comes in on crutches, and she's in a lot of pain, and she starts using the Lord's name in vain a little bit because she's in pain, and she's just hurting. And I decided, well, I'm going to speak, and I believe the Holy Spirit will allow me to keep it all together as I talk to her. And I just said, you know, what's your name? And she shared with me. I said, it looks like your knee's really hurting. And she said, yeah, and I just can't believe it's happening right now, you know, and it's in the summer, and it's just what a horrible time to be in pain, all this. I mean, just went off on all this thing. I said, listen. I said, can I just pray for you? Can we ask God just to come and just start working right now in your life in this situation? Now, my flesh didn't want to do that, but somehow the Holy Spirit got a hold of me. And it became a moment when this young lady's like, nobody's ever prayed for me before. Her whole demeanor changed. Her whole countenance changed. She didn't start weeping and you know, repenting right then and there. But her whole countenance changed. The words that were coming out of her mouth now were soft and not hard toward the Lord. Things change. What if I would have decided, I'm 46 years old, I just drank this stuff, I don't feel good, I don't want to do the work of the kingdom right now. God, you obviously don't want me to do that. You understand what I'm dealing with right now. Well, I would have missed it. Do the next right thing. And then envision the next generation, your children. I want to say this. Just because we raise up the next generation to do the work of the kingdom doesn't mean that we back away and stop. Doesn't mean that we slow down. We just have more people in our little army. We just have more people in the family that are going at it together. We remain connected. We remain part of it. We're not supposed to retire. Caleb remained engaged, and he continued to advance, even when the younger generation was coming up and coming alongside of him. As I conclude, I want to invite the worship team to come up. I told you this was going to be short. I call it a sermonette. I was asking somebody, is that manly enough for, you know, a big guy like me to give a sermonette? You know, but anyway, that's what we're going with. It's a little sermonette. The Lord has been speaking words to Evident Life Church about the generations. He's been talking to us about generations. He's been talking to us about the ancient path. So we've been going to God. What does this mean? What does this look like? And as a result, we're doing some things differently. I don't know if you've noticed, but over the past couple months, we've been adding some hymns. Sometimes just a chorus to a hymn, sometimes a whole hymn. I hope you enjoyed the hymn this morning that we sang. All the pictures that were behind the words were pictures that Rick Fermanek has taken. The guy is a master landscape photographer guy. I mean, incredible. All those pictures were from Rick. But we've been responding to this kind of rumbling from the Lord about the generations and about the ancient paths and about connecting the generations, which I believe we do a very good job at here at Evident Life Church by God's grace. I mean, you look at the stage here and we have multiple generations up here on the stage week in and week out. And that's represented in all the areas of ministry, in the prayer meetings, in the life groups, and in all that we do here in this church. It's a beautiful representation of the body of Christ. And we're blessed to be part of that. But we're adding some of these oldies and goodies and these hymns in on purpose because we feel like the Lord is wanting to do something by connecting the old and the new together, by connecting the young and the old together and keeping us together tight, and that there's something that God does, something very special that God does in that. We don't want to abandon the old for the new, but we don't want to ignore the new and hold on to the old. We want to bring it all together. And let God be glorified in it all. I believe that Evident Life Church, again, paints a great picture of this. But this morning, what I want us to do, I want to engage God's heart and respond to His word for our church. Again, there are two characteristics that we saw from the life of Caleb. When he was younger, he displayed faith. When he was older, he displayed faithfulness. And the result of both of those was an inheritance from the Lord. An immediate and an eternal inheritance from God. What I want us to do is respond to that. Respond to the word the Lord's been speaking over us and been really rolling out for this church of that word about generations. And this is our chance to get engaged, this part of the service, of this Selah service. We're going to have the older generation lay hands on the younger generation and speak blessings and release the grace of faith over the younger generation. The kind of faith that Caleb exhibited. As the older generation, we're going to pray that over them. We're going to release that faith over the younger generation, that kind of faith that allows them to be bold and courageous, to say no to the things of the world, to say yes to the things of God and experience that immediate inheritance that God has for them, and ultimately the eternal one too, and to bring glory to God, to not leave anything on the table. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just to get to experience all that God has when we walk wholly following Him in faith. And then what we're going to do after that is we're going to have the younger generation. We're going to turn it around. And we're going to have the younger generation lay hands on the older generation, honoring them and releasing the grace of faithfulness over us, the older generation. I thought I was kind of on the verge. Am I younger or older? And the Holy Spirit said, dude, you're way older, all right? So we're going to have the younger generation, which is those that are under 30, that are going to be praying for and speaking faithfulness and perseverance and strength over the older generation, those of us 30 and older. So you ready to do that? You ready just to grab hold of this word that God has for us, put it into action? Let's go.